actually exchange diamonds that you've purchased for stock from RDI or anything else we carry. 100% sell-through guarantee.
RDI Diamonds, New York. This is Scott. Can I help you?
Hi, Scott. I was just returning Adrian's call.
Hold on one second.
I missed your call.
Sure, your first name?
Okay. My name's Cindy.
Awesome. Hold on one second.
Reason to waste your time calling multiple vendors to find what you're looking for. One and done, and with excellent pricing.
Is something wrong with your phones?
They've been acting up, but I was with a customer and couldn't.
Oh, I'm like, I have not heard from her. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I was with a customer.
You're fine.
My phones are acting weird. I have got to go get new ones. The batteries are starting to wear to the point that they're not charging correctly.
Got it.
Okay. Got a question for you.
Shoot.
I need a price on a natural marquee. I think this guy's like smoking crack. I think his budget is way too low, but I'll get him a price anyway. Natural marquee, he wants somewhere between a carat and a half and a carat 75. FG color and VS clarity. He was like, you know, VS1 or VS2 will be fine. You know, in the FG color.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, all right.
What was his budget just out of curiosity?
Including the mounting and everything, and 5,000 tops.
He's looking at lab grown. There's no fucking way.
That's what I told him, and he said, no, I've seen some online.
No, I didn't. They're lab grown.
No, he didn't.
He's not reading where it says lab grown. Like, it probably doesn't even say lab grown. It's probably saying, because a 152 natural VS2 GIA cost is
$12,692.
$12,000?
Mm-hmm.
That's your cost.
And that's a what, a carat?
152.
VS2
GIA is $12,692 your cost. He's looking at lab grown. I guarantee it.
I guarantee he is too. He fancies himself, he runs estate auctions. So now he thinks he's a jeweler.
Oh, God.
He thinks he knows about jewelry.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, it's so funny that they think that, because I remember many, many, many years ago, we hired a guy here, and he worked with his dad, because his dad did the same thing, and he swore he knew everything about jewelry. Like, I would teach him something, and then he would tell me I was wrong. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. No, nope.
I'm right. You're actually wrong.
that just thrills the shit out of me. when somebody that doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about tells me I'm wrong, and I'm like, all right, come here. Let me get the book.
Let me show you and prove it to you. Or I like to.
I know. When he called and he said 5,000, I was like, now, I ain't priced natural diamonds in a second, but I know they don't come down that much.
No. That would be like, I mean, cost on a 1 carat for that would probably be around $4,500. Carat and a half, no freaking way.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Right.
I mean.
And he was like, carat and a half to 175. I was like,
no. Good luck. I mean, yeah. Like, a 153K SI1, your cost is $55.46, but he's looking at lab grown. I know for
I know.
1,000%.
Yeah,
because,
and he doesn't even know it.
Yeah, because
I said, do you want lab or natural? Oh, no, he wants natural. He doesn't want any of that moissanite or...
A moissanite and a lab are not the same thing. Did
I know.
Did you tell him
no,
that?
No, I just... No, I just wanted to get off the phone with him because I don't like him.
Oh.
I know him.
Yeah.
I know him. Actually, Heather, a friend of mine, a jewelry designer here in town, introduced me to him. She started bringing him in. And then I never did care for him, but I was nice to him out of respect for Heather.
Yeah.
And now him
person.
And Heather, he disrespected Heather about a year ago bad.
Oh, really?
And he thinks I don't know about it.
Because
I just play dumb.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call him and tell him that he really needs to put the crack pipe down.
Yeah, and tell him to show you. The best is when you say, okay, can you show me, like, exactly what you found? And then when you see it, you can be like, yeah, see, told you, lab grown. It'll be in the final print. I know for 1,000%.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm like, the fucking mounting alone for a decent Tiffany solitaire.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I mean,
I don't work for free.
Cost
so on
those
things? It's going to be $500 to $600.
Oh, one of my jewelers told me from Stellar Retail on a Tiffany yellow gold with the head was $1,200 retail. It was like a good, like, I can't remember what millimeter. I think she said, was it a 2 or 3? Yeah.
It was probably a nice, thick, comfort fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, all day long.
Yeah. So, anyway, let me know how that works out for you.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, I'll have to go in the whole $8,000, but.
God, these people, I know, we get, people are really getting on my nerves today. But anyway.
I was like, and I came in late today because we got snow last night.
I was going to ask you, someone did mention that. How much did you get?
Like 3 or 4 inches. We were supposed to get up to 5. But I just basically didn't want to get out of bed. And it was a good excuse.
Rip was over?
And also,
I said, was rip over?
No, I wasn't hungover, surprisingly. I was just tired.
No, I said, was rip, R-I-P, over your boyfriend.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry. I thought you said, were you hungover? No, surprisingly, no.
Not the other reason. That would be a good reason.
Like, yeah. But my sister left for Florida today, this morning, to go see her grandbaby.
Mm.
And I've got to stay with Dad till she gets back on Wednesday. I hadn't packed.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, so I packed. And the high here on Sunday, the high is supposed to be like 12 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
So last night I had to wash all my thermals, all my big thick socks.
Sucks, doesn't it?
So,
yeah.
I
hear you. We have that kind of crap. I mean, right now it's 30 and the sun has been shining, so that helps. But sure, it's been cold.
Yeah, the sun's out here, and I think it's like 33 now.
Yeah.
The roads were completely clear this morning. And it was just that fluffy snow.
Mm.
But
yeah, and that's what we got.
Rip and them didn't work today. So he called me, and he's like, when did you clear off your car? And I was like, I haven't cleaned off my car. He said, well, there's very little snow on it. And I was like, I was landing. My neighbor went out and cleaned my car off.
Oh, that was nice. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Nice.
He's my sweet. He's my little Gaber. I love him.
I love it, Gaber. I've never heard that. That's so funny. Oh, God, I might have to. Well, I don't have a Gaber, so, I mean.
No, I love my Gaber.
That's funny.
I always make him stuffed jalapeno peppers.
Ooh, yummy. Yummy,
yeah,
yummy.
When I'm making a batch, I make him about 8.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, I got to get some calls back, but let me know how this works out
right.
This, when you tell this guy that he's an idiot.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to call him back in just a minute.
Yeah, read me exactly what you, I bet you it says either simulated diamond, and he didn't read that.
Right.
Or
I bet it's lab grown and it's in the fine print.
Yes, it's in the fine print. Or they just initialed and said LG.
Yep.
Because if it's certified,
yep,
they have to put that, it will say on the cert that it's lab.
Yeah, it'll say LG.
Yep.
And, yeah,
the
and
number.
It says lab grown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, ask them and then point it out to them.
Okay.
Go get him, Cindy. Go get him.
I'm just in the mood.
I know. I want you to be in the mood.
Bye.
I'm an instigator. What can I say?
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye.